USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Sunday, in Arizona, Florida, and Texas, which combined have a population of 60 million people, 123 people died from coronavirus. That number is under 5%, which is what they were in New York per capita in April. Now, as far as a possible rift at the White House between President Trump and Dr. Anthony Fauci,
the notion that there's opposition research and that there's Fauci versus the president couldn't be further from the truth. Dr. Fauci and the president have always had a very good working relationship. Yeah.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany speaking during the daily press briefing. Top White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump will be willing to consider additional funding for schools that reopen this fall. And President Trump currently meeting with stakeholders positively impacted by law enforcement at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.